Now, hi everyone. I'm Thespina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching. Please forgive me for not joining you recently. I've just had an operation. It was a hysterectomy, and I had to stay in bed for quite a few days. And I was just lying down. And I suppose that was a good time for me to recollect things, to look after myself. And I've had a lot of friends in my family, my mum, who and my family who have been around me and giving me, like, tending to my every needs, and I can't thank them enough. It's quite a funny experience. Well, not a funny experience, but it's sort of like a bit surreal because, at the same stage where I am at the end of my cycle of, everything was removed, ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, everything, my daughter gave birth to a beautiful baby daughter. So it's like the end of my cycle gives birth to the beginning of my daughter's cycle. And so that was, it's quite an emotional time where you finish and the legacy lives on. But yes, and so I'm very sorry for not joining you. Now, what I wanted to talk to you today about was life force. And this was from a documentary I found from Phil Stutz, who's a German psychologist. And I want to break it up, first of all, into various lives. But the first part of it is basically we're divided our lives into three parts. The first part is the connection to our body. And this is what I have neglected, as well as, and like depriving myself of sleep. I've been exercising and depriving, but basically the sleep was a big one for me. And so it's basically exercise, sleep, oh gosh, and the other one, and diet. Sorry, it was diet. And so what we must do is look after our bodies. And sometimes maybe we've got that part of us that's saying, oh, you don't look good, oh, you don't, that's like our part, the negative part of us that's saying that we have to pay attention to our body that needs our support and love. And so we should listen to the part of us, the ex part of us, whatever part of us that's saying that maybe you've put on weight, or maybe you're too thin, or maybe you're tired, or maybe you're not eating correct, or you're not sleeping, whatever. We should listen to our body, because 85% of our happiness comes from our body. And once we sort out listening to our body, then we can sort out the other two, which are up the pyramid. The second one is that the second part of the pyramid, the middle part, is let me think, relationships, the way we treat people and the way people treat us. Now, unfortunately, people are not going to treat us the way we want them to treat us all the time. And so what we have to do is, even because we are social beings, we have to pull ourselves into social situations. And even if people don't treat us the way that we want them to treat us, if we've got that relationship with ourselves where we can talk to ourselves, we can love ourselves, we can look after ourselves, feed ourselves the right food, get enough sleep, look after our physical bodies, and we can pull enough love into ourselves and protect ourselves with everything we have. We could see relationships as just ways of connecting to the world and learning more and growing in the world. And so we do need relationship, and they help us to take further steps to grow, to be better people. And so that's the second part. Now, the third part is the relationship that we have on a spiritual level to ourselves, an emotional level, the decisions we make. And so that's the relationships we have with ourselves. And that might be getting, you know, that's also getting to know the shadow in us, getting to know the parts of us that are dark, getting to talk to that friend inside of us, that friend, I mean, that person that we are ashamed of, that we've pushed away, and actually talking to it and allowing it to talk and say why, you know, why it feels so hurt, and becoming friends and integrating our shadows with ourselves. And we can do that quite easily. Like, we could do that by actually journaling. I actually want to start this journaling like 10 minutes a day, and getting to know ourselves, our shadows, our positive, our negative sides, and getting to break through those dark clouds that we are feeling, and getting and reaching towards the sun, because we all have the sun above us, and we're not going to let those dark clouds bring us down. Yes, so that's all. Oh, hello, Anitkamo. How are you? I'm so happy. I'm joining Anitka tonight and Kenny for a lovely evening, and I really appreciate that they've invited me round tonight. That is so sweet of them. They're a beautiful people. And, you know, it's people like Anitka and Kenny. They've been coming round and walking my dogs, and because I'm not allowed to walk my dogs, or I'm not allowed to do, I've got a cleaner at the moment cleaning up. I'm not allowed to clean. I'm not allowed to walk the dogs. I'm not allowed to do exercise. I'm not allowed to do anything. And it's people that the relationships, the middle part of the pyramid, like Anitka and Kenny, who go out of their way to look after their friend at this time. I do appreciate all these people that have come into my life at this moment and helped me. Yes, I love you all. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Vaspina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching. Hello to Anitka. Goodbye to Anitka. And this one's for you, Anitka. Peace, love, and rainbows. I love you all. Bye. Bye.